There we heard how Jesus saw a need in his disciples, not to lose heart, but to keep on looking to God, to keep on praying. They needed hope and reassurance for today and tomorrow, for the present and the future. In fact, the setting of this parable is in Jesus' teaching about the coming of the Son of Man, speaking of himself coming in glory. There was a longing, a wondering about the future kingdom of God, a longing for something better, when faith in the unseen would finally be vindicated. So here, Jesus is encouraging his disciples not to give up, as others were, but to remain on the way of faith and trust. To recognize that God's kingdom was, yes, coming in the future, but also breaking in among them there and then. Keep going, he was telling them. So he told them this parable about the widow and the unjust judge. Let's explore the story briefly. Think about that widow. She had so little going for her. She was among the most helpless in her society. Widows then had few rights. There was no social security. They were often exploited and abused. A more powerless person could not have been found for Jesus' parable. She had nothing, and the little she had been taken from her. And even the legal system was stacked against her. No power, no status. She was a nobody to nearly everybody, except herself. She knew she had worth and value in herself. That widow never gave up, and she never took no for an answer. The word quit was not in her vocabulary. Her voice was tiny, but she raised it anyway. Maybe everyone else had given up on her, but she didn't give up on herself. And Jesus makes her the hero of the story. This widow becomes for us a model of persistence, of patience, of not giving up. That widow never gave up on the judge. Let's think about him for a moment. We are told that he did not fear God, and it seemed he wasn't particularly interested in justice at all. Time and again, he turned his back on the widow's pleading. But she kept coming back to him day after day, resolutely pressing her case, whatever it was, until finally that judge has a conversation with himself along the lines of, "I don't care about God, and I care even less about this woman. But because she keeps on pestering me, I will give her what she calls for. I will give her justice. Otherwise, she will wear me out." And the literal translation here for wear me out is give me a black eye. That tells you something about this widow. And if that judge had a black eye from that widow's left hook, then everybody would know about it, and it would turn this private case into a public scandal, and everyone would know how cruel that judge was. So he gave way. He relented. Pester power won the day. Remember that wild steed and the donkey. That is the way it is with the kingdom and its heroes. The battle is won by the determined, by the committed, by those who will not give up. And God is on their side. This parable is known as an argument from the lesser to the greater. So if a wicked judge will finally relent and hear the woman's case, how much more will God hear us and grant us justice? The point is that God is nothing like the judge in that story. God is full of mercy and compassion, willing and ready to hear the prayers of the poor and the oppressed. God is on the side of the poor, and so should we be. Today marks the beginning of One World Week. One World Week is a movement that urges people to take action to build a more just, more equal, more peaceful, more inclusive world, which safeguards environmental resources for future generations. One World Week inspires and encourages us to believe that injustice, inequality, and prejudice are not inevitable, but are man-made, and so can be changed if we have a change of heart. I don't know what you're battling with this morning. I don't know where you might be tempted to give up on yourself, give up on others, or give up on God. But today we've been reminded in this parable going to know that God will give you new strength today, rising up within us. New strength to keep on persevering for others, for the poor and the needy. New strength for us to keep on going with God. That in our trials, we might not lose heart, but press on, persevere to the end, finish the race. Through God's love and grace, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. And as we hear the question of Christ, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? May our lives declare yes, right here, right now. May we be found faithful to the end. Amen.